Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Again, in the U.S., so has the voting risen. More than 66 million, really closer to 70 million, have voted early. Phenomenal results. And we are less than a week away from what would be results pouring in on Tuesday into Wednesday from next week's election on November 3rd. But will we have a presidential vote that's solid and an announcement to make as to who wins and who concedes? Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well, whatever nook, cranny, or country you are listening to this show from. Here in the United States, boy, we're dealing with not just the election, COVID, a tropical storm could be in turn into a hurricane slamming into the Gulf Coast on a Wednesday. Horrible fires in California. Lots of people evacuated, looking forward to coming back to their homes to see if they even have homes. In Philadelphia, protests so bad after a black man that was killed turned violent for a second night. Dozens of police officers were injured. More than 30 people arrested during the protest in Philly over the death of Walter Wallace Jr., who had just a knife when he was gunned down. They say they're investigating in the city. Whew. And I'm not done yet. Let's start with what's happening with the election, with so many people voting between 68 really and 70 million. The number that's not official yet, but will be, is that 70 million. So I'm going to call it that. That's early votes. And tracking it across the U.S., it's interesting where some of the places have really surged. Florida, Texas, they're seeing that. But those two states are states that are also close that could go either way for the president or for Joe Biden. It's a natural assumption in the past that, early voting, some of that's Democratic. And it is, but there's also a lot of Republicans who are voting early and watching to see what the numbers are and where they're coming from and what are the battleground states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, etc., that those are all places that are heavily being pounded by Democrats and by Republicans. The word, I think, spread that early voting was important to try to make sure your vote was counted and to avoid the whole coronavirus problem of standing in line, social distancing, all of that. And so the good news is how many votes have been cast so far. The current vote total is almost half of the 139 million total votes cast 4 years ago. So did you hear what I said? Almost half of that total. That is great news, because conducting an election during a pandemic is obviously tricky. So not only are people voting, but they are voting over a longer period of time. And that's good, because they're spreading out the workload anyway in some places. I talked about voting last Friday, 8 minutes in and out. It was a piece of cake. And they told me that they had little surges along the way where they might get a flurry of activity, but it was really spread out. In the Sunshine State, Republicans are counting on a surge during in-person early voting and on Election Day to overcome, they say, the advantage in mail ballots that has been notched by the Democrats so far. A week ago, Florida Democrats had cast 481,892 more votes than Republicans. And then by Sunday, And that was in-person early voting. The lead had dropped by 119,000 votes. So you see how those numbers can change. How about this in Ohio? Technically, you can pretty much vote, right, in Ohio. When I say that, they say that you're, except for if you're an idiot. I'm not kidding. This is on the books. You're not supposed to vote in Ohio if you're an idiot. The use of the term has been considered derogatory for decades, but Article 5, Section 6 of the state constitution says that, this is how it reads, no idiot or insane person shall be entitled to the privilege of an elector. So this terminology from 170 years ago was meant for a different use of the word idiot. And, of course, it's different what it means today in social media, et cetera. But there is no litigation to block somebody who might be described as that from voting. Somebody said an interesting thing, an Ohio lawyer, he's quoted somewhere, I want to say USA Today or somewhere, as saying that if idiots in Ohio are not allowed to vote, all of us on Twitter would be banned. Rimshot, ba-dum-bump. And then how about this? Indiana voters can't petition county judges to allow polling places to extend voting past 6 p.m. should problems happen on election day. A federal appeals court ruled that. A three-judge panel on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the law does not infringe on Indiana voters' rights to vote. The ruling also said the lower court executed poor judgment in its original ruling. So the example was, just like voters had many months since the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic ensued in the country to adjust to the election rules, and they've had more than a year to challenge the amendments. This is the kind of stuff from state to state, I think, that's going to happen as we get closer and closer. And there have been already some problems. The idea of not expecting a winner on election night because of the mail-in ballots could be as high as 30%. Previously, like in 2016, it was 3% to 5%. So it's going to take a while to count up all those votes. State vote certification deadlines differ and don't have to be reported to the federal level until December 8th. Did you know that? Additionally, the Electoral College doesn't meet until December 14th. So it's going to either be a Merry Christmas or a Sad Christmas, depending on how you voted and what you think. Wow. And you even have 24,000 lawyers volunteering to help voters across the country navigate whatever the changes are in this election cycle, because it is different. And you can't assume that anything is easy. Either you have to have some sort of a plan. And for some of us, it might have been easier than others. Of course, as you get closer to the day, it'll be tougher. But I love the fact that we have seen so many people go out there and vote. And if anything, it encourages everybody else to go and vote, and that means we get a much better turnout and a better idea of what people are thinking in the United States. Could be a dangerous thing, could be a very, very good thing, my friends. All right, we're mashing up some numbers coming up on the flip side.
Have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
So many seats up for grabs, like 14, for example, in the Senate. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow, because trust me, there will be a tomorrow, and the sun will come up tomorrow, right outside of the bubble. So if voting is incredibly, incredibly important. I started this show, or jumped on this show, with that in mind always when I turned on the microphone, that it was about you. It was about the conversation and the kind of conversations I was having with my neighbors, you're having with yours, whether it was about business, sports, what's happening in our lives. Man, these prices are outrageous. Wow, what's happening to the economy? Or when things are going really, really well. Who doesn't want that? Not to whine, but instead be a part of the process. And trust me, your vote matters. It does. Ultimately, when you see a tsunami of people voting, it says something. And wouldn't I love to see that in the midterm elections? Wouldn't I love to see that in your local elections? I don't care how you vote. I don't care what you label yourself. Exercise the right to vote. Just don't give up. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. It couldn't be a more perfect phrase to use in this case. So now that we are so close, it seems like we've been talking about this forever. It is a cliffhanger. It is the ultimate cliffhanger. You know, some seats could change and some seats might not change. For example, in three races, challengers entered with leads and didn't lose them. Republican Tommy Tuberville in Alabama. Democrat John Hickenlooper in Colorado. Democrat Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, in Arizona. The first two had an advantage with the demographics and partisan preferences of their states, but Kelly was well known in the state through even his gun safety activism with his wife, Gabby Giffords, who was shot and almost killed when she was in Congress. So if those seats change hands and nothing else changed, Republicans would jump into the new year with a 52-48 majority, identical to what they had at the start of Trump's presidency back in 2016, or when he was elected in 2016. Through that, since then, conservatives have taken over seats held for years by Republican moderates. Four seats that flipped from blue to red in 2014 are off the map this year, but there are some interesting challenges left. So there's been a surge of spending, a ton of spending. Democrats' Senate majority PAC in New Mexico, they weren't getting much outside money, but they were spending it there. Most of the money has gone to tens of millions of dollars flowing from the Senate Leadership Fund, the Senate's GOP's Super PAC, the Senate majority pack into the most contested races, and some of the new spending from Future Forward, which is a pro-Democratic pack flowing into the races where Republicans are favored, like Texas. So isn't that interesting? Where the money flows, does it mean the votes will go? But the events have barely moved the needle. You know, they're so it's impossible in some cases to know in these tough races at this point what's going to happen. 6 years ago, Republicans gained 9 seats in the Senate, the biggest gain for either party in decades. In decades, the Affordable Care Act was unpopular. They ran on repealing it. Then, of course, the isolated cases of Ebola that was brought by physicians returning from an outbreak in Liberia. And I certainly know that about what happened in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the concerns about Ebola. So, it certainly added to a panic and questions about the president's ability to lead, and the Democratic turnout fell off dramatically, just absolutely dramatically. And this year, what is different is the virus, is the pandemic. What is the message from the pandemic? What is happening economically? Is huge. I think it outweighs everything. Even with the ACA in the background, it's still there, but the virus is the major play, the fallout health-wise, what's happening to get things back on track, so to speak, reopenings, all of that. The headbutting that's going on, the polarization that's happening. November 3rd for the Senate is very, very, very big. Will anything end with runoffs, any of that? There's some razor-thin margins, and that means we could see runoffs, too. So there are lots of expectations floating around. There are a lot of attorneys getting ready for challenges because with the seats up for grabs and the presidential run, it's big on the possibilities that there could be numbers that aren't true on the 3rd, and people who don't know whether they're in or not. And so much of that, again, stems from the uncertainty. I think it stems from the uncertainty that we're living under. I mean, you know, that's it. So you've got early voting, and the Democrats actually are falling short, I guess, in three of the four battleground states. So that's interesting because the assumption, of course, is, well, would that mostly be Democrats? And I said that before, that there are plenty of people that voted that weren't voting for Democrats. And so to me, it depends on the state and looking at the numbers, and it's not shocking to me. So, for example, Real Clear Politics, they take the averages of all the polls, and it shows that Biden is winning the White House. The Democrats are taking over the Senate. And another puts Wisconsin, Iowa, and North Carolina to the Trump column. And so what does that mean? And then Trump could still lose, but the Republicans hold the Senate 51-49%. And there are other scenarios, too, where it's just too tight. Pennsylvania is one of those places, and other battleground states that are not definites could perhaps sway it in a different direction. I mean, that's why, you know, the Electoral College, what they ultimately weigh out after all of this happens and the votes are there. And if it's airtight, no problem. If it's close, then that's where you get into some of those problems. You have this tug of war over the stimulus, and you have President Trump saying Tuesday there would likely be a new COVID-19 stimulus package after the November 3rd election, reiterating his blame on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for holding up the federal spending package. So Trump's announcement put his stamp of approval on a new timetable that came to the forefront earlier in the day after the senators left Washington, D.C. for a pre-election break. I don't think this happens. I've said that already before November 3rd. And I guess the push is to say this is going to happen after, and it'll happen, you'll get it before the end of the year. The Trump administration was at $1.9 trillion, the Democrats at $2.4 trillion, and, you know, that's the language of the bill. And the White House press secretary tried to pin this latest impasse on Pelosi, saying the chances are slim for an agreement with the speaker before the election, and Republicans have consistently said Democrats wanted a grab bag of non-COVID related items, while Democrats charged the administration with failing to agree to a package that was sufficient for what this crisis is, for the scale of the crisis. All that gobbledygook, there is no stimulus happening until after the election. Numbers coming up on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. a catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News. Residents on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana are bracing for yet another storm as Tropical Storm Zeta takes aim at them. The storm made landfall Monday on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane, knocking out power to thousands and downing hundreds of trees. It weakened to a tropical storm as it moved back into the Gulf of Mexico, but is expected to re-strengthen into a hurricane. Hurricane warnings are already in effect from central Louisiana to the Alabama state line, with many of the areas expected to take the brunt of Zeta's force already dealing with damage from hurricanes Laura and Delta, which hit earlier in the season. A new poll released a week ahead of Election Day shows former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Donald Trump. The final Emerson College poll before the election has Biden leading the national poll by 5 points, 50-45%. The same poll showed that a slight majority of voters disapproved of the job President Trump has been doing. 51% of respondents said they disapproved, with 45% approving and 4% remaining neutral. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
time for a little odds and ends, mixing up the numbers in between. The Dodgers ended a 32-year World Series drought. What? Yep, in a very strange corona-driven season. Worries over that very shortened season compared to what you would normally get in baseball. The World Series was played. The Dodgers beat Tampa. And that's it. A huge solo home run by Mookie Betts, who signed a big deal with the Dodgers and came to the rescue just in time. And a big reward for so many of those players who have been there for a long time, like superstar pitcher Clayton Kershaw. This is huge for him. You know, many thought he would have had one by now. And some argue about the scandal with the Astros and point to that. But bottom line is, hey, that's ancient history. The Dodgers win, and they had a couple of wild moments in the game, but it all worked out. And October now is not, for them, a re-rack moment, because when you go through a whole season, it's something. Even in the And in a shortened pandemic season, with the worries, the concerns, the Dodgers now can breathe a sigh of relief, a championship that is there. So this is a Dodgers team that ended the 3 decades of waiting. Waiting for 3 decades. But they did it. So that's a significant I think that's a significant number, 32, to crush that after 32 years. All right, this is also significant. Keith Raniere was sentenced to 120 years in prison at a Brooklyn federal court on Tuesday for running NXIVM. Do you know what it is? A self-help organization prosecutors labeled a criminal enterprise. He did it, Raniere, they say, exploited power, profit, and sex. To his followers, he was known as Vanguard, but prosecutors cast him as a con artist. He did immeasurable damage, they say, to victims over 15 years of crimes and exploitation, and they had asked for a life sentence, but he didn't get the life sentence, but he got 15 years, and here's what happened. Raniere and his co-conspirators, if you never heard of this, maintained control over the enterprise by, among other means, obtaining sensitive information about members and associates of it. So they would use shame and guilt to influence and control members and associates of this group. And they would isolate them from, sounds like a few other groups, isolate them from friends and family and made them dependent on the enterprise organization for their financial well-being and legal status in the United States. And so it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so often when people see things like that, they say, how could that happen? I don't understand. How do people get pulled into that? Well, there was an actress, Catherine Oxenberg, who had a daughter that got pulled into NXIVM. And, I mean, she talked about what it was like, that it was tough to get through to her, to get her to escape. If you don't know who she is, she was in a lot of late 80s things, a beautiful model actress. And she said it was awful, the things that were happening there, but the impressions that were left on her daughter and trying to lure her daughter in, it was just absolutely terrifying that there's this bait and switch. And so anyway, the fact that what he was ordered to pay and what has happened to him now, and, you know, prison is where he's going to be for the rest of his life is a good thing, because it was a cult. You know, how do these cults end? How do they flourish in the first place? Dynamic personalities, people pulling them in, and sadly, often it's too late to reach anybody by the time they've been indoctrinated. They just are too indoctrinated. They can't shake loose. Can't shake loose. It's all about, hitting the trail for the president and for Joe Biden. And for the president, he's hitting the states, the same like Biden, they're probably in the different areas, meaning one part of the state. So Florida, Pennsylvania, you know, et cetera. And there was a man at the Trump rally that was making hand gestures that are used by white supremacists in the hate symbols. So these are things now, that's that okay symbol. These are things now that people are looking for at some of these rallies. But what I saw in most of the video was people with MAGA, you know, masks and placards and, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't see much of that, only in the very back or somebody that gets through, and usually they try to crush them because, figuring out who's in the crowd, that's all part of the Secret Services thing anyway, especially if they look like something is going to happen. All right, speaking of happening, Mike Pence has not tested positive for COVID-19, despite the fact that so many people around him have tested positive, including some of his top aides, but he has not, he or his wife, have not tested positive, because there was a big concern that they would go down the same path as the president had because of who they were, you know, who they were exposed to. You're there with a mask, you're social distancing, and day after day. You're on the planes. You're running around, especially now with the election happening and so much happening. So naturally, there were fears that he was going to get it or his wife, the second lady, was going to get it, but they did not. So how about that? 1,000 looters, they say. I just got this from a police officer in Philadelphia. Businesses ransacked in the second night of protests in Philly. Walter Wallace Jr. was shot by Philly police, had a criminal history, and Philadelphia stores, as a result, closed early Tuesday because of the unrest over the police shooting. The family of Walter Wallace Jr. questioned the use of force, and they are investigating it. The National Guard was deployed to Philadelphia because it was just that bad that they weren't taking any chances, especially in some of the areas with what they were seeing. And here we are in a very, very vulnerable time because of the situation of voting, the pandemic, obviously, and what's happening with the fears and the, I guess, disillusionment in some of these areas. And especially, too, when we go back to Floyd and what the horrific thing that happened to him, and now what's happened and highlighted in some other areas. And, of course, the standard operating procedure for police officers in those situations is they have to investigate. They have to go by the book with that before they release a lot of information, because the if there's any kind of a case in any direction, it has to be airtight. And are they following those procedures, and what are those procedures? And apparently Walter Wallace only had a knife. He wasn't armed with anything else, and that makes that one of those particularly horrible things to happen again, where somebody, were they not threatening? It just, they just looked like they were threatening. I mean, how did that happen? Yes, he had a criminal record, so you pull that up and that's what you see, and perhaps that's what happened, but we don't know all the details, only the broad strokes, until it's fully investigated all the way through. All right, Thanksgiving is coming up. In fact, it's like a month from now. So how many of you are traveling? If you're in New York and you're listening with the holiday season upon us, the mayor is urging New Yorkers to stay home for the holidays and avoid the spread of coronavirus. He did a brief city hall and said New Yorkers run the risk of bringing back the disease and infecting others. He said to urge all New Yorkers, do not travel out of state for the holidays. Do not travel to a state with a high infection rate. Don't travel to a country with a high infection rate. The mayor wants the federal government to mandate that all travelers have to show proof of a negative COVID test within 72 hours of traveling on a plane to try to curb the spread of coronavirus. So think travelers to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut from states with a significant spread of COVID-19 have to quarantine for 14 days upon entering the tri-state area. And as of Tuesday, 40 states and jurisdictions are on the travel advisory list. So start to add that up. And some of them have dropped off, and some of them are dropping back on because of the surges. I think more people will stay home, although they have access to travel. Holiday travel is being discouraged. Something to think about. Are you traveling or not? Send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Swing through with us.
As the coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jessica Klassen joins us, and she's written a book called The Sapling. We had a really interesting conversation off the air, and, you know, I like to take you behind the scenes to tell you about some of the things that she and I talked about, and I got such energy from what we were talking about, and it makes sense, because if you think of energy healer, etc. So, Jessica, thanks for coming on, and I guess first up, tell us about the book.
You bet. Okay, so The Sapling is basically, it's written as a children's book. It's truly a story for all ages. It follows a maple seed who is becoming a sapling, and basically she kind of becomes too afraid to grow. And the story was actually given to me. I've always done nature communication, so it actually came to me from the trees, and who better to teach us about growing than the trees and being true to who you are and overcoming obstacles. So this little sapling, it basically follows her journey as she honors who she is and grows into the tree she's meant to become. And it's very vividly illustrated. It's very appealing to children. And the story carries a lot of messages, just as far as being true to who we are and honoring all stages of our life and our growth and all life around us, because we're all interconnected and we all have purpose. And that's really kind of what the story focuses on, and really it's just by being who we are that we give our gift to the world.
What brought you to writing this book?
So I've always been a writer, I suppose. It's just something I've always done. I mean, I farm, and I'm always, I basically live off the land. That's how I grew up. And I've always written, but I've never really said I'm going to write a story to share with the world. That was never, ever my plan. This was truly just, I was out in my yard one day. I've always, like I said, I practice nature communication. I'm an energy healer as well. I was with the trees, and this story just came in, and it just, I seen it, I heard it, I ran into the house, I wrote it down, and to me is something that the trees wanted to share with us, because the thing is nature sees us. It truly does, and it sees a lot of times our struggle. And without sounding too corny, the trees really are rooting for us. They want to see us happy. I mean, we all share this earth together. We're all interconnected. And as much as we might not look at nature that way, nature feels everything we do. And when we're not happy, nature can feel that. So nature wants us to be happy. It truly does. And I feel this story was something that the trees wanted to share because it could be helpful. It can be helpful, especially in these challenging times. Because growing up right now, for all of us, not just children, it's kind of hard for all of us. So there's, not only does the story share messages that are helpful, but all of the exercises and activities that go with the story are also helpful.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true? You know, in the stories and relating that, what was it like laying out the book? Because the premise that everybody's listening to is fabulous, but then you sit down and then you're, you know, this is a children's book that could be for more than just children, like you said, and we're seeing that a lot in children's books, frankly, which is great because of the way you can relate the story. So when you were putting this all together, the puzzle together, what was that like trying to create that flow?
Oh, my goodness. It was magic. it truly was. That's why I've always felt kind of silly taking any kind of credit for this because, yes, I put it together and I had to obviously do the legwork of finding a publisher and even finding an artist to illustrate because the visuals that I was given were so vivid and I just knew, like, I like to draw, but I cannot draw like that. And it just kind of very, how synchronicity works. I was joined up with a girl who is a fabulous artist and she was just so online with doing this book. So we came together and yeah, we just really clicked and you know, the story had come and I shared it with her and she started drawing these beautiful images and it just came together. And then I was kind of guided to now share, okay, being true to who you are, that's all really wonderful, but sometimes it's hard to do that. It's hard to even know who you are to be, how do you be true to who you are when you're not even sure who you are? And that's when a lot of these energy exercises, and not even all energy exercises, just very practical, just
practical
ideas.
Practical activities, yeah.
Yeah, activities to just apply in your daily life to be more grounded. Because as well, like my children were a huge inspiration for this book. I have three children of my own. And I mean, children are, they each present their own challenge. We're all here with a different purpose and personality. And I know how effective all of these activities and exercises in this book are because I use them with my own family. I have a son who really struggled to communicate effectively, and often he'd be angry and or shut down. And the exercises, like just connecting with nature, with himself, with energy, the whole heart-brain connection, really focusing on that, activating his heart, he transformed into a completely different child.
Wow. So, you know, it, again, and The Sapling is 82 pages. You can get it on Amazon. Jessica Klass and the Sewers speaking with, obviously, and talking about the being grounded, talking about these exercises. So give us an exercise, because, boy, now more than ever, people could use an exercise. One of the exercises is be a tree. Talk about how do you be a tree to feel calm?
It's a grounding exercise. That's actually something that the tree shared with me, is that most people are very unaware of not only the energy they take in a day, but also of the energy they put out in a day. It just kind of happens, and then maybe you feel like just awful, and you have no idea why, and the tree showed it, because you're not, a lot of times you're just not grounded. When we ground, we balance our energy. And oftentimes, just being outside, if you can at all be barefoot, go barefoot, because we are meant to feel the earth. I mean, it's been scientifically proven that it's good for us. But anyway, you can be a tree anywhere. Just stand with your feet, you know, shoulder width apart. Just kind of feel yourself on the ground. Really feel the ground beneath your feet. And it's really just about imagining yourself as a tree. You know, you imagine tree roots growing down into the earth. Feel your body as a trunk. Feel light coming in through your branches, through the top of your head. Just breathe that in. Breathe just pure gold sunlight. Imagine breathing that in and going down and filtering through your body and cleansing you and taking out anything you don't need down through your roots into the center of the earth.
Mm.
And you can breathe deep like a tree. I mean, that's another thing trees teach us, the importance of breathing deeply. And just take as much time as you like for that exercise. Or if you're just feeling a little scattered and it doesn't matter where you are, you can do it. And there's just so many little tips and techniques like that just within the book and the kind of, I don't want to call it a workbook, but, you know, at the back of the story, because it's just little things like that to make us more mindful of what we're actually feeling. And another one to help ground yourself quickly is just placing your hand upon your heart, just upon your chest, just to bring awareness to that part of your body. And I mean, that's another, it's been scientifically proven that just calms us. And
I just did that. Oh.
It's an instant calming. It's wonderful for children to do. I know if I'm having, or even if I'm talking with someone about something that's maybe a little uncomfortable, you just put your hand on your chest and it's just, oh, okay, it's okay. And you're just instantly grounded.
I like that. I like that. I feel that. I just did that. Everybody do that right now. I mean, seriously, you feel it. You never do that. That's crazy. You never do that. Why do we never do that? All right, The Sapling is just a great book for all the way around. All the way. The illustrations are incredible. Emily McDonald is talented. You're talented. And what's cool, too, is a portion of the book is going to be donated. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So I really felt it was important to be, you know, giving back to causes that I felt were, you know, really sincere and worthy. So so it's actually going to two different organizations. There's the Nature Conservancy of Canada, where we partnered with, and they're just awesome. They're protecting the wild spaces and really looking out for nature, and as well as the Tree Sisters. They are committed to replanting trees all over the world, and they are just very much that. They seem to really use their funds very wisely. And yeah, we just felt it just felt good to connect with them as well.
Perfect. I love it. The Sapling. Hurry, go get it. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon. Jessica, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And just so you know, it's, if you're looking for The Sapling, it will be under Jesse Klassen, just because that's the name I used for
Jesse Klassen.
I use the
exactly.
name every, my friends call me Jesse, so I use Jesse.
Perfect. So thank you for coming on, and thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.